Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Almighty God, to you our hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
To God in the heart.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things that surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The reading today is Psalm 98, and we will read it by half verse. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
With his right hand and his holy arm
has he won for himself the victory.
The Lord has made known his victory.
His righteousness has he openly shown in the sight of the nations.
He remembers his mercy and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
And all the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all ye lands.
Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing.
Sing to the Lord with the harp.
With the harp and the voice of song.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn.
Shout with joy before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea make a noise and all that is in it.
The lands and those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap their hands.
And let the hills ring out with joy before the Lord when he comes to judge the earth.
In righteousness shall he judge the world.
And the people with equity.
A reading from the first letter of John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I've said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I'm giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Sweet dreams are made of this. That's all I'd subject you to. It was the biggest hit by Annie Lennox and Dave Thomas, known together as the Eurythmics, written and recorded in 1983, just after the breakup of their romantic relationship. Too bad for them, lucky for us, as it is a driving, haunting rock song. It makes the first line of today's sermon because of the words in the pre-chorus. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to be used by you. Some of them want to abuse you. Some of them want to be abused. You can kind of see the bitterness at the end of the romance in those words, can't you? You may answer yes or no to that, but you might be wondering how this is all making its way into a sermon on love. William Loder, Bill, my Australian professor friend who doesn't know I exist, is tangentially responsible for that. In his commentary on today's passage from John, he writes that it abandons the familiar, quoting, imagery of servitude in favor of friendship. While the language of serving and servitude has dominated Christian tradition, this little correction deserves more reflection. Could we say, God does not want slaves, God wants companions? It creates a different model of spirituality. Of course, friendship also means letting the other be and acknowledging that otherness in its integrity and sacredness. Certainly, there is no thought of pocketing God or Jesus in a way which reduces either a kind of power play which makes them manageable, pocketable, and in my control. Some people either want to dominate or be dominated. That's the end of the quote. Aha! And there's my excuse for the Annie Lennox reference. If we think about it, we will see it in others, maybe in a moment of lucidity in ourselves, that tendency to want God to do everything for us, including those things which, admittedly, still by God's grace, we can do for ourselves. Even more pointedly, it's sometimes a matter of wanting God to make decisions for us instead of inspiring us to make the best decisions we can. In other words, for God to dominate us. Now, I'm not suggesting, nor do I think Loder is, that this places us on a par with God. Not at all. But I do think we're meant to take seriously Jesus having said, I do not call you servants any longer, but I've called you friends. Here's the rest of Bill Loder's paragraph on the subject. Again, quoting from him. The model here is different. It does not compromise the integrity or wholeness of the other, but affirms companionship in such holiness. So, the readings today are full of commands and obedience and all the rest of that I despaired of making anything positive out of, frankly. Problem's not scripture, of course, but me. Once I saw a string of those things seeming to imply that if we do this or if we avoid that, then God will love us and we will be in God's love. If you want specific, here's a line from the first letter of John. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. This rebellious streak in me began to protest, wondering how that was different from insisting that by following this law and that commandment, we will earn God's love, such as the Pharisees were doing when Jesus first spawned me. Then, this is my commandment, that you love one another. Oh boy, I thought, that makes people love each other all right. Somebody saying, love him, love her. If you don't, you want to follow my commandment and you won't abide in my love. I confess, as I have before, my contrariness in this matter. Sometimes it seems I'm just looking for trouble. I went to bed last night despairing of finding something I could say with a shred of integrity about the propers. When I got up early, I set off searching through old sermons, a thing I do sometimes in desperation. Nada, nothing there to help me. Then I poked around looking for help among my friends who, once again, are unaware of my presence on the internet, the Frederick Buechner, William Loder, and the rest. This line about friendship versus servitude moved me out of the rut that I had dug for myself. Whether we like it or not, we're often drawn to people who oppose the same things we oppose. So Loder caught my attention by writing about people who want to pocket Jesus or God as if they'd gotten it right and could use their knowledge to condemn or reject others. Here he is again. The language of intimacy returns with the notion of being chosen. It should probably be seen more as language in which love expresses awe and gratitude than as an analysis which is bent on proving some are chosen and some are rejected, though it easily forms such a solid mass in situations of conflict. The focus here is more on why the disciples are in this special relationship to bear fruit. With this, the writer of the gospel brings us back to the image of the vine and returns to the intimacy which assures that we are listened to and loved. We will be heard when we ask. We ask no more, no less than the fulfillment of the relationship in love. That's the end of that quotation. Before leaving these propers, a word about the allusion to water and blood in the epistle. It refers to the full humanity of Jesus Christ, an answer to the already budding heresy of docetism, that Jesus was fully divine, but only seemed to be human. Here's something I learned, or maybe relearned, from Bill Loader this morning. The name of that heresy does not come from the name of some early proponent of it, but from the Greek word dokeo, which means I seen. It's pertinent in this context because it is further proof that Jesus, a full-blooded, pun intended, human being, came to embody not only God's presence and love among us, but also to call us into companionship, friendship with the all-powerful divine. It is a radical move on God's part, to be sure, and it overturns the notion of our being used or abused by God, or our trying to use God as a tool or weapon against other people. Only God can change people, and it is our joy to be invited into friendship with that same loving and generous God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayers of the People, Form 2. I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for our presiding Bishop Michael, for our bishops Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, for our priest Michael, for our missionary Jeannie, for this gathering, and for all ministers and people. Pray for the church. Pray especially for Epiphany. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations,
and for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need of trouble. I ask your prayers for those who seek God or a deeper knowledge of Him. Pray that they may find and be found by Him. I ask your prayers for the departed, especially Connor Lyle, Michael Montaigne, Patsy Stewart, and all who have died from the coronavirus, and for all who mourn their passing. Pray for those who have died.
Randy,
Joe. We pray for our neighbor, David Webb.
I ask your prayers for mothers and mother-in-laws, John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Karen, Leslie, Cheryl, Bobby, Marianne, Jim, Susan, Alan, James, Victoria, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Donna, June, Molly, George, Joe, Melissa, Linda, John, Kenyon, Sarah, Lynn, Carol, Tyler, Merrill, Charisse, Miranda, Caitlin, Diane, Jill, Dallas, Oscar, Karen, Ann, Jenny, Lindsay, Ellie, Tom, Shelley, Carol, Gail, Roshonda, Carolyn, Virginia, Mary, Roberta, Gary, Charles, Patty, Alice, Glenda, Leah, Greg, Jackie, Donald, RG, Robin, Joe, Maureen, Easton, women in the Hutto facility, Brooks, Ed, DeGuerre family, William, Bailey family, Betty, Bonnie and Ed, Norma, Norman, Winifred, Ryan, David. I ask your prayers for all who serve in the military, especially Brian, Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Jonathan, Jared, Chris, Brian, John Wesley, all in harm's way, Khalid, and Whit. I ask your prayers for all who are traveling this week.
Aaron and Jake.
I ask your thanksgiving for Carol Guthrie, Roy Host, Susan Wallace, and Isaiah Montemayor, who celebrate their birthdays this week. I invite your prayers or thanksgivings at this time.
I ask your prayers for Guy. Thanksgiving for our mothers.
Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that we may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
Ever living God, whose will it is that all should come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, inspire our witness to him that all may know the power of his forgiveness and the hope of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we're bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Please unmute yourself. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also
always with you.
Temporarily unmuted.
Peace be with everybody.
Thank you.
Same
to
you.
You
too,
Carol. The God of peace who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia.